Thanks for joining us for this episode. And before we get started, I want to let you know that if you want to learn more about any guests that we feature on our episodes, you're going to want to check out the show notes to connect with them. And if you want to connect with me and learn more about what we do, head over to mustincrease.com. You'll find all the different ways that you can connect with us and the services that we offer for churches, businesses, and what we do for families and more. Of course, you are going to want to make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Well, I'm very grateful that you've joined us for this episode. My name is Luke Clayton, and welcome to the Must Increase Podcast. Apple does have, they have put out some good stuff, and you know, you can't keep up with all of it.
No, but oh, there's no way. There's no way.
But my favorite show that I have seen in a long time is an Apple show, Severance. Have we talked about Severance?
Remind me what it is.
Okay, so Severance, it's this, and I love, you know, trippy concept premise movies. I'm all about, you know, Inception's my all-time favorite. You know, that's how I roll. Severance is, the idea is that they develop a technology where they inject this chip into your brain that literally severs your personal life from your professional life. So what happens is once that's embedded into your brain, mm-hmm. when you go to work, it's this top secret place that they work. It's kind of interesting that Apple put that out because it's like, I feel like that's what Apple is. But you go, it's this top secret place. Nobody knows what they're like, what this place does, whatever, like, okay. But it's this huge corporation. Anyways, when you go to work, you've got that thing embedded in your brain. You get on an elevator, you're going up or down to your floor. This tone sounds and it activates work mode. So now you become, you know, work version of you. And you literally cannot remember, and while you're work version, you cannot remember anything about your personal life.
Really?
And so you just exist, like, you just exist there, like, doing your work, get back on the elevator, tone sounds again, boom, back into personal mode. And your personal mode remembers nothing about the work mode. So you're severed. You're completely, okay. So it's what's called severance. I think there's 9 episodes in the first season.
Okay.
It did do really well. It is just one of the best, like, stories because
really?
It's this. It turns out that this corporation they work for, again, you don't know what they're doing because even the job that the, you know, it features the star is the guy from Parks and Rec, Ben Wyatt, Adam Scott.
Okay, yeah. I've seen the promo.
And there's
for this.
A little bit, like, I don't know, they kind of pitched it as a dark comedy, but there's really not a lot of funny. Like, it's just a lot of dark.
If okay. I'm honest.
But, you know, he's got this whole backstory where his wife died suddenly, and that's why he took this job because he's like, well, for 8 hours a day, I don't exist.
Okay, so they know that they're
willingly
they
doing
know.
This. They
okay,
know it's happening.
That's interesting.
Yes. And so, yeah, that was his whole thing. He's like, well, then for 8 hours a day, I won't remember the pain.
So there's no,
you know,
standing around the water cooler, my wife, whatever. Yeah,
No,
just okay.
Yeah, but the
very interesting.
It is. And the work that they're doing at this place is very just like, what? Like, it's weird. Like,
okay.
They're just like,
so, I mean, don't tell me, because maybe eventually I'll actually watch it.
No, you should.
Have they given any kind of like reveal like, oh, this is actually what we do or anything, or building up to anything?
No, and that's the thing. And like, there's all these theories. My theory, and this doesn't spoil anything.
Okay.
My theory is that this corporation is literally like, they're just running human experiments. Like, that's just what they do.
Oh.
Because you start to see what these different departments do.
Okay.
And you're like, it's so weird. You're like, what does that, first of all, that's just weird.
Right.
Secondly, what does that have to do with what this department does? You know, like, this guy's main job is like, he sits in front of a computer and they call it a data refinement.
Okay.
And he just like, these little numbers come in and he has to categorize them. It's weird. Like,
okay.
And they're using like old technology and like, anyway, so it's the way, again,
is this an actual docuseries about Apple? I mean, like.
I know.
Oh, this is inside Disney or Apple.
Yeah, but the way
the
season ends, I mean, like, as things start to
unfold, they just finished up one.
They're just first season, and it finished up probably over a year ago. You know, this is one of those shows that, you know, they're not coming out with a new season every year. You know, they wait 2 or 3 years in between each season, unfortunately. So
really?
Yeah, that's kind of
is that a new thing?
That is a new thing with these streaming shows that are bigger budget. Like they, because man, that is crazy. Like TV is in streaming series is really, because it used to be back in the day, like, if you were a movie actor who took a TV role, you were taking a step down. Yeah. You know, it was like, oh, you're a has-been, you're washed up, like, whatever.
I'll put you in a series.
And now, because I remember that's why, you know, talk about The Office, you know, Will Ferrell has that guest. Well, you haven't got there yet. Will Ferrell has a guest run. Sorry to spoil it for you. But
he has a
guest spot on The Office. Will Ferrell does.
Oh.
Sorry, but you're not there yet.
Oh, man.
Well, it happens. I won't tell you how or whatever. Okay. But he's only there for like 3 episodes, okay. And there's this rumor that he's going to replace Steve Carell, and everybody was like excited, but back then it was like, no, I mean, I make way too much money doing movies. Now it's almost like, no, like you're if you're a big name actor, you're looking for a series, you know, like, I mean, if you think of like, I mean, series just hire all these big name guys, you know, and anyways, but
kind of like, you know, even 10 years ago, like, oh, you're in a Netflix movie. Oh, you're not very good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now, I mean, Netflix, Amazon Prime, like that's where a lot of these people are actually going because, you know, movies sometimes flop and, you know, whatever. So that's interesting though.
Yeah. But yeah, Severance is a good one. I highly recommend it. Like I said, it's 9 episodes. I'm pretty sure it was 9.
I'm assuming it's like 45 minute episodes. 40,
I think maybe the finale might be closer to an hour, but yeah, maybe 50 to 60 minutes an episode.
Check that out.
Yeah, yeah. So that's...
Dude, I'll tell you, man, I am in my course. This is, okay, this is a whole other kind of a thing. Like, when I sit down, you know, 9 o'clock at night, whatever, like, there's sometimes my wife will want to watch something. I'm like, no, that's too intense. Like, I don't want to... Me, I like, okay, my shows that I watch, The Office, How I Met Your Mother, and Castle. Like, those are my 3 shows.
Uh-huh.
Because I know all of them. I know, even though I know what's going to happen, like, it relaxes me. It's like, oh, this is funny for the 50th time, you know, whatever. So there's sometimes where it's like certain shows, like, I cannot watch this right before I go to bed. Just can't do it. Sometimes those shows, like, I really want to watch it. But when am I going to watch it? Am I going to watch it like, you know, 2 in the afternoon? I'm going to sit here to watch it. So it's like, I'm not going to do that. I don't know. So it's kind of
That is my thing is, you know, for when I was, I guess, a younger man in my 20s, that's what I did is I would watch new shows in bed at night.
Right.
And now that I'm old, I'm starting to, I can't stay awake.
Dude, I'll tell you, man. I mean, my normal routine is I'm up at 5:45, 6 at the latest every day. And if I can make it till 10 before I go to bed, I mean, like sometimes it's like 9:45. I'm like, that's close enough.
So yeah, man, that's my weird thing is like, I'm like, if I want to start a new show or if I want to, like, a show I haven't seen that I'm interested, I've got to find, I don't know, like, I'm trying to figure this out, to be honest with you. Like, I've got to intentionally schedule time for it.
Be like,
okay, I'm going to start it before, you know, I'm going to start it, you know, between 6 and 7 o'clock and I'll watch an episode or two.
Sure.
Because if I just try to wait till I go to bed, it's like, start it, I'm out. Right. I'm done.
Yeah.
So that's why, for me, The Office, I'm just putting it on because I've seen it. It's funny. It puts me in a good mood. Puts me to sleep, you know?
Sure.
So, that's because there was Ted Lasso. Have you heard of Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
That's another one on Apple. So they've just started releasing season 3. So I've started to watch. I've just seen the first episode.
Okay.
And the second, first episode of season 3 was pretty good. Second season, Ted Lasso was kind of meh. First season was great.
What's the main premise of that?
It's funny because they built a whole show off of like a one-off sketch back in the day that somebody did. The idea is this, that a British soccer team hires an American football coach.
Oh, yes, I did see
and
this.
And Jason Sudeikis is Ted Lasso. And literally, the man knows nothing.
Okay.
I saw the
promo for this. Remind me who the main guy is. Like, what else is he playing? Because I know who he is.
He's from SNL. Jason Sudeikis. He used to be on SNL. The Millers. Did you ever see The Millers?
Okay.
You know if you saw him.
I know
him.
His face.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was
but yeah. So he's and the backstory is that the owner of this British football team, like, there's this divorce going on, and the wife, like, that's the one thing she's able to take from her ex-husband. It's the one thing he loved the most. So she takes full control of the team, and she wants to. Her goal is to sabotage it. So to stick it to him, she hires this random guy, this American football coach, who was like, and he wasn't even coaching. I think he was coaching low level college or something like that.
So I'm assuming, I haven't seen it, but I'm assuming when you say football means actual American football to coach a. Football.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
The guy knows nothing about soccer. He's been like,
I've seen
truly
the promo, and I think aren't all the team is kind of like this guy because the team is horrible.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then he makes it worse.
Yeah,
for a little bit. Okay.
It's one of those things where they hire him and everybody, the team, the fans, everybody's like, what, like this, and they're ticked about it. And but it turns out it's just a feel good type of show. There's just a lot of I guess it is funny. It has funny moments, and Sudeikis's character is very the Ted Lasso character. He's very positive. He's very upbeat.
Sure.
He says all these little one-liners, and all that. So, it's just a good feel-good show. And like I said, the second season wasn't near as good as the first.
Yeah.
But the third I'm only one episode in. I did like the first episode of the third season. That's speaking of Apple.
That's Apple. Yeah. That's only Apple TV Plus. Okay.
I'm trying to think of anything else I've watched on. I watched The Morning Show. Did you watch The Morning Show?
Without Jennifer there?
Yeah.
I never did. I heard it was, because that was one of their very first things.
That was like their big one. That's got Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, a couple other.
Okay, I forgot Reese was on that too.
So that's kind of their two big headliners, I guess.
Oh. My wife talked to Reese the other day, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
The golf course?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's always... yeah. always
Donald Trump walked through the office a couple days ago. He was playing golf with Kid Rock. True story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're probably there every 4 or 5 weeks.
Really?
They always, it's kind of their standing thing.
Has she ever interacted with Trump?
No.
Yeah.
No.
But she hung out with Reese, huh? Yeah, earned Reese
a tight she
now.
Talked to her for a second. Yeah. I thought that was really cool. But I don't know if I ever told you the first time that she met, or didn't meet him, but she's just sitting there in the office working, and this guy in a suit comes in, the whole decked out. She goes, ma'am, hey, just step over here. We're going to bring a president through here. And it was just like, what? Because she didn't know he was there the very first time.
Oh, okay, wow.
And all of a sudden, he walks through with his white shirt and his red hat. She goes,
wow.
This is really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
well,
no way.
You and me both have worked in the past just as a side gig, the catering gig.
Oh, yeah.
Their shout out Flavor Catering. Flavor Catering, Nashville. I didn't do it much, but, when they needed help, like New Year's Eve, they always need a lot of help.
Oh, yeah.
So Nashville has, I don't know, man, I think it's the second biggest behind New York.
It's becoming pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
It is.
Which, by the way, there's going to be 500,000 people in Nashville this weekend. So
for what?
Taylor Swift is filling Nissan three times.
Yes. Okay.
180,000 people alone are coming for Taylor Swift.
I heard it was twice. I heard it was a Friday, Saturday.
It's three. It's tonight, which is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I work part time with a firefighter, and he's actually going to be there. And he was telling me all the stuff that they go through for every show at Nissan.
Yeah.
But especially this one. I mean, they were talking about the snipers they bring in.
Yep.
All these people they got to have on, and within the proximity. I was just like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, but I did hear you can't book a hotel. You can't anywhere in the city right now.
It's not just her. She's
got somebody big that's coming
she's
in.
She's got
her,
that. Somebody's at the Ryman.
Okay.
There's somebody else was at Bridgestone. I saw it. There was like a photo of everything going on. There's a Nashville soccer game, which is pennies compared to everything else going on.
Oh, yeah.
But it is just, and it's Cinco de Mayo weekend, so that's contributing to it. Happy Cinco de Mayo, by the way. That's what we're recording.
Sure.
People are going to listen to this in like 2025 and be like, why? What's going on here?
We'll get some queso. So.
We totally really chased that rabbit there. Where was I? I was talking about Flavor Catering. So they do this big New Year's Eve thing, and this catering company is always just begging for help because nobody wants to work on New Year's Eve.
Oh, right, sure.
But they pay really good. They pay like time and a half. And so, I did it a couple times. Well, the big headliner at the New Year's Eve has always been historically Keith Urban. It's always
almost,
his thing.
Always.
And he's married to Nicole Kidman. So, one year, I got assigned to work like their tent. So, but here's the thing about Nicole Kidman. I don't know if she was like, another thing about actors, they're always doing things physically to prepare for roles. She was deathly skinny. Like, it was she just looked like a walking skeleton.
Really?
Like, you know, I was probably just me to you. Like, I mean, I didn't talk to her, just kind of walked by. I was just like, you look like you could see like cheekbones and like,
no
you
way.
Know, she had like this kind of like deep backless dress going on. You could see like her spine. It was really weird. So I don't know. Hope you're doing all right, Nicole. Hope you put some weight on.
Yeah, when you listen to this later, Nicole, we're pulling for you. Get a steak or something.
I don't know how we got on that.
Oh, wow, your
wife met Reese Witherspoon. Oh, we're talking about the morning show.
Yeah,
that was
yeah,
it. Okay,
yeah.
So back to that.
I went off the path. You went off into the woods. That's
funny. But the morning show is, first of all, I do have to give this massive disclaimer. Of course, a lot of what we've talked about would fit this, but the morning show has an insane amount of language. Insane.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it's, you know, the thing about the morning show is it's just drama. That's all it is. It's just the drama of, you know, the new work in this morning news network.
Okay.
And so I will give that huge disclaimer. Like, don't watch it with your kids.
Right.
Other than that, I mean, it's clean, if you will. Like, it's not like there's crazy other, like,
right.
sexual content or anything like that. It's just, anyways, but the first season, it's like, again, it's very high energy. There's, you know, it's just like all the, like, you think about, you know, what it must take to put on, you know, any live show.
Oh, yeah,
but, you
been
know,
there.
Yeah, so it's very high energy, a lot of stuff going on. So they keep that sense of energy throughout the whole show. So the first season is pretty good. The second season was garbage. Second season, they made it all about COVID. So, like, that was literally their storyline was, okay, we are going to do this fictionalized version of how this news network reacted to COVID as far as like all the changes and the lockdowns and everything like that. And it's not as woke as you think it would be.
Okay.
Like, it was definitely got their woke elements.
Okay.
It was just the fact though, that it's like, I don't care. COVID is over.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks it.
Right.
Like, I don't want to relive this from this fictionalized perspective.
Yeah.
So I don't, and they have announced a season three. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know.
That still has those three main characters, Steve, Reese, and
And Steve Carell's role isn't quite as big in the second season. Well, actually, I take that back. It is. Okay. 'Cause that's the whole thing is like Steve Carell plays, remember Matt Lauer from, the Today Show, like real life Matt Lauer.
Like
the guy who got canceled back in the Me Too movement because he was fooling around.
Yeah.
Basically, it's kind of like a take on that. Like Steve Carell's character is kind of that guy. Like he's just a little too handsy.
Sure.
And he gets fired, you know, all of a sudden for that. And so the show, and that happens at the beginning, like by the time the show starts, that's already happened.
Okay.
That's really what kind of sets everything in motion is dealing with the fallout of that.
Okay.
And so that's Steve Carell's whole role is just dealing with the aftermath of all this. And so the second season kind of takes that into another level. So,
interesting.
But yeah.
You know what's really sad is we've talked about a lot of good things and I'm over here sitting like, okay, I could probably pick one of these shows to actually watch.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, there's so many, and, you know, I don't know, there's so many times where, like, you know, comedians and Jim Gaffigan talks about, like, I don't think I can keep up with all this stuff. Like,
you can't.
So it's kind of like, what do you pick to actually like and watch?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of hard.
And that's become my thing. And that's why I well, of course, my at the time of recording here, my daughter's getting ready to graduate kindergarten, hard to believe.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
but,
that's true.
So summer's coming. And that means that I'm going to have, because that's been my thing. Like I said, I love hitting a movie in the afternoons every once in a while, but when a lot of times I got to get my daughter from school.
Well,
so
we used to hit the old 2 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. You get the $5 discount or whatever.
We
yeah.
used to do that quite a bit.
But, but now that she's, you know, going to be done, and there's going to be summer break and stuff, I'm not going to have to worry about picking her from school. I'm like, well, I'm hoping I'll get to go back a little bit more to the movies and everything.
Because there's some good stuff coming out.
Yeah, it looks like there's some. Again, I'm not setting my hopes super high for Impossible, though. I will say, man, the next Mission Impossible
that's
in July. And,
that's right.
Oh, Nolan's next movie comes out this summer.
Okay.
Oppenheimer.
Well, I will definitely be seeing the Mission Impossible.
And we'll be checking those out.
We'll
do that. So I am hoping to, but that's my thing is I am getting to where I had my time, like I said, when I was a much younger man. when I could maybe commit to more TV series or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now I really am. I'm like, you know, I just want to watch movies because it's very low commitment. Like,
yeah.
Even if they are way too long sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather take 3 hours or ish, you know, 2.5 hours,
right,
watch this movie, and then I'm done with it until maybe they sequel,
sure,
it, you know?
Sure.
So that's been my thing. But I do have to give some, speaking of movies that totally missed the mark, we're going to continue the next part of the conversation in the next episode. Thanks so much for joining us for this episode. And do take a moment to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you may listen to podcasts. You can connect with us online and learn about all that we do for churches, businesses, families, and more at mustincrease.com. I want to thank you so much for joining us for this episode, and we look forward to seeing you next time as we continue to increase truth and inspire hope in the lives of others right here on the Must Increase Podcast.